Good morning. My guest this morning is Karen Pierce from Much Ado About Sebastopol. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Roland. It's nice to be here.
Nice to have you. But my first question is, what is Much Ado About Sebastopol?
That's a great question. Much Ado About Sebastopol is a Harvest Renaissance Fair. It's an educational fundraiser, and it is a living history reenactment.
So it even though there was no Sebastopol, California in the 16th century, somehow or other you've managed to give the 16th century a sort of a nudge in the right direction and bring it here to Sonoma County.
You know, absolutely, that's correct. In fact, Ives Park, where the two-day Renaissance Fair takes place during that weekend, becomes the mythic hamlet of Fenford. So basically, Fenford. It is an ephemeral community that arises during the annual apple harvest season in Sebastopol. So it's a harvest fair.
Great. So let's mention that that it is at Ives Park in Sebastopol on Saturday the 14th, September 14th, 10 to 6 p.m., Sunday, September 15th, 10 to 5 p.m. So it's all day.
It is all day, both days, and it is packed with activities. We have over 200 villagers, living reenactment specialists from St. George's Guild.
Wow.
We have two stages of Renaissance-inspired entertainment, craft booths, fun activities, and Renaissance-inspired foods.
Amazing. And interesting, too, that no longer having the original Renaissance Pleasure Fair, you've taken on the mantle of the Renaissance here.
You know, you're absolutely correct. This is the fourth year. We get about 4,000 people a year. But what's different about this fair, unlike the others, is this is more family-oriented in style. A little bit of less emphasis on pleasure, a little bit more on educational component.
And on food, too, I assume.
And on food, we're going to have sausage. I mean, turkey legs, not that they had turkey legs back then, but we're going to have Renaissance-inspired drinks and wines and desserts. It's going to be a lot of fun.
If anybody had seen a turkey back then, they would have had turkey legs.
Yeah, well, meat was a commodity.
They would have known that guy was edible.
Right.
And also entertainment, right?
It won't have quite a bit of entertainment, everything from Venetian a cappella all the way to Shakespeare Theater. And in fact, Queen Elizabeth and her royal court will be stopping at the village en route to her home, her castle in London. So she will be there with Shakespeare, Sir Walter Raleigh, and the entourage.
So speak up for a moment to the people in the audience with kids. So they've decided to come. What are their kids going to do?
Pretty much a little bit of everything. They can take leather making workshops. They can attend the spinning demonstrations. What I find particularly cool, besides the hands-on activities like Radapult and Sokoblok, is there are Elizabethan spy workshops, calligraphy workshops.
Wow.
There's a lot of hands-on and also just, intellectually stimulating, historically accurate activities.
And stuff that really sort of relates to the kind of situations and incidents that kids are going to meet as they study Shakespeare and other, if indeed kids study that anymore. It's hard to know, I suppose.
Yeah, well, they actually do. I mean, they still read and write, and Shakespeare is still on the mantle of something to be admired, so that's a good thing.
Right, right.
And this educational fundraiser is geared towards the kids primarily because the goal is to provide them with exciting opportunities to integrate the past with the present, not to mention the fact that this event raises money to provide, language classes, art classes, books and materials for Sebastopol school kids.
Great. Karen, thank you very much for coming in and telling us about the fourth annual Much Ado About Sebastopol. Saturday the 14th, 10 to 6, Sunday the 15th, 10 to 5. At Ives Park in Sebastopol. If you need more information, here's the telephone number, 481-8213. Or you can go online to muchadoaboutsebastopol.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.